group therapy.
Oh, I have problems.
Help me.
Help you.
Country 102.5, Ayla Brown with you doing group therapy. Today we welcome Duncan, who has, well, I guess it's not really your situation, but a situation with your grandfather. What happened?
Oh, goodness. I'm glad you all have this segment.
Yeah, no, we love it.
My grandpa is 85. Mm-hmm. Cool dude. Served in the military. Had a successful business. He went on a cruise and had a great time. He went with a bunch of old war buddies, you know.
Yeah.
And he got a girl pregnant.
Wait.
So let's put that out there.
Okay.
We just
went right into it. Okay. So your 85-year-old grandpa went on a cruise, and while on the cruise, got a girl pregnant. Do you know who this woman is? Or does he know?
Yes, now I do.
Okay.
She could be my daughter easily and be very young as my daughter.
Oh, no.
My grandpa's a cool dude.
Okay.
Meaning,
so he's got
swag. If you met him, you'd be like, I like this guy. He's funny. He's entertaining. He's old school.
Old school. Got it.
And it makes you feel awesome. And he was with his buddies, and they were drinking. And my grandpa, I didn't even think he drank more.
Oh, my God.
Because back in the war, he was a drinker and smoker, and he gave all that up.
Okay.
So they're on the cruise. I got to believe something happened. He got tipsy, and there was a girl there who, believe it or not, is the granddaughter of one of my grandpa's war buddies.
So they knew her. That's even weirder. And
I
now
can't.
She's, oh my
gosh.
I don't even know what to say either. So they had a night. They had a moment. She got pregnant. Now what? Like, honestly, I think we're all like, what is going to happen now?
Oh, yeah. Like all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this going to happen? My grandpa's a old-fashioned guy. He wants to make an honest woman out of her by doing the right thing, marrying her.
Oh,
I can't even say how old she is. I'm embarrassed. And my grandpa's feelings are hurt because the girl doesn't want anything to do with him.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm freaking out. Is this my new relative who's my aunt and uncle?
Yeah, is the new baby going to be your aunt or your uncle? Or it's a boy.
Aunt.
Oh, congratulations for the boy. Okay, so what are you wondering? How to handle this? Can our listeners help you in any way?
What's the first step? Do I call the girl? Do we have a family meeting? Do we get together? Do we celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm on, like, an episode of Maury or something. So let's throw it out to the phones then. Okay. 888-819-1025. If you were in this situation, if you were Duncan, what would you do about your grandpa? What would you do about this new surprise baby at 85 years old? Is there a solution? Is this just something to laugh about? Anyone have a personal story like this, like Duncan's or his grandpa? But I want you to call in with that for sure as well. 888-819-1025. Thank you, Duncan. Good luck with this.
One last thing.
Yes. Okay.
Being lineage and a family member, am I embarrassed or am I proud?
I don't know. I guess only you can decide that.
As I age, I'll figure it out.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, Duncan.
I am so grateful. Thank you guys so much.
All right.
I look forward to hearing.
One for the most country.
The most country.
Country mornings with Ayla Brown.
I didn't know I could actually have fun in the morning.
Country 102.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Austin's hottest country.
Wow, Country 102.5. Ayla Brown with you doing group therapy. It's brought to us by Whole Foods Market. All hail avocados at Whole Foods Market. Get to...
Hail avocado.
That's what it's saying. All hail avocados at Whole Foods Market. basket. Get two organic large Haas avocados for just $3.60 with Prime through March 28th while supplies last. Shop in store or online. Terms apply. Speaking of large, no, I'm kidding. That is just
speaking of large avocados.
Okay, I cannot. My mother is listening. I know she is. I apologize. I'm getting red. Duncan called in and told us that his 85-year-old grandpa, who served in the war, was a business owner. He just seems to me to be this all-American kind. He really is, right? Well, he went on a cruise with his war buddies and ended up having an intimate evening with one of his war buddies' granddaughters. Like, what? How did that happen? First of all, I feel like she needs to call in. I don't know who she is, but she needs to call in to this station and
Grandpa's
explain
got
herself.
Swag. That's what
apparently.
Is.
Okay. So he wants to know, what do they do about this? He's about to have a new uncle, which is like going to be a new board. And he's just like, what do I do? So I want to go to the phones. Can we talk to Ryan first? Because Ryan, I feel like you have something really quick to say. What is it?
I think he should just, sit down with his grandfather, shake his hand, have a drink, and congratulate him. Like, let him live his life. He's going out with a bang.
Go out with a bang. Literally. Thank you, Ryan. Let's go to Erica, who actually feels the complete opposite as you, Ryan. Good morning, Erica. What do you have to say about this situation and Duncan, who called in?
Good morning. First of all, I am not the pregnant lady. Okay, let's get that clear.
I did not imply that you are.
I know, but I do want to say I think he should mind his own business.
You're talking about Duncan, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Family seems to get involved in other families' stuff all the time, and he really just needs to mind his own business. Let his grandpa be happy.
But it is part of his family now. How do you not get involved, you know?
Well, you don't have to enjoy holidays and stuff with them. If you're that against it, just do your own thing. Or, keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth
on a daily
shut.
Basis that we don't
I
like.
Bet she's got a great stuffing recipe.
What? Is that
for Thanksgiving?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Wow. I thought that meant something completely different. Thank you, Erica. Let's go to Paul.
Your mother is listening.
My mother is listening. First avocados, now stuffing. Good morning, Pauline. What do you think the grandpa should do in this situation when it comes to a brand new baby with a woman that is much younger than him?
I know. I mean, geez. Well, I agree with Ryan.
Pauline.
Sit down with grandpa, have a drink, He's still got it in him, as you would say.
Theoretically,
but the
it's
other
in her.
Thing is legal repercussions later down the road could, I don't know if you want to call it the word advantageous.
Mm-hmm.
But, he should have them, get together.
A lawyer. I feel like you're about to say get a lawer.
Exactly.
Okay. Protect your money, protect yourself, protect everything.
Exactly.
But do you think that the 85-year-old should marry her? Because that's what he wants to do, and she wants nothing to do with it.
That's great. That's honorable. I mean, if I were her, I would marry him. But the thing is, she's too young. She's too young. Who knows? She might give the child up for adoption. Aww. But I mean, I give grandpa a hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Hoorah.
Yeah, hoorah and a hallelujah. Thank you, Pauline. And thank you for all the calls we are getting on this. You guys, thank you.
All the country you want. And Country Mornings with Ayla Brown.
Gets me off to a great start.
Country Mornings with Ayla Brown on Country 102.5, Boston's hottest country.
Good morning, everyone. Doing group therapy with you. Duncan called in. He's going to be a nephew. Duncan is probably very confused. We all are. His 85-year-old grandfather went on a cruise, impregnated a much younger woman, and now he does not know how to deal with it. But of course, you guys, our listeners, do. Let's go to the phones. Jody, what's your suggestion for Duncan and the grandpa?
So I don't know how well it's going to go over seeing that she's the granddaughter of one of his friends, but mm-hmm. the first thing I thought was a paternity test. It sounds a little, if she's really that young, good for, the proud, embarrassed question, I guess proud that this guy is still out there, but I hope a nurse calls in to tell us, the actual ability of this, but I would have a paternity test. It sounds a little fishy. Like maybe I don't know why I think this, But maybe she was already pregnant and looking for, you know, someone else.
For a cash-out situation?
I don't know if the grandfather has money, but...
Jody,
you know.
When I put you on hold, you asked how many people this woman slept with on this cruise.
Well, we don't know. We only know it from the eyes of the grandpa who wants to make an honest woman out of her. Thank you for your call. That's right. Definitely something to consider. Is it really the grandfather's? Let's go to Barbara. Good morning, Barbara. Can we talk about the young woman in this situation for a second? Like how drunk she would have had to have been to, you know, have an evening with an 85-year-old, right?
I'm like blown away by this.
Blown
like
away.
Totally blown. She must have been like obliviated.
Obliterated, I mean, or obliviated? I think both apply in this situation.
Don't kink shame Barbara.
No, Barbara knows the rules. Both. She's not kink shaming, but she does present a very legitimate question. If you are, let's just say you're my age, I'm 34. There's no way I'm looking at an 85-year-old, no matter if I'm obliterated or obliterated.
I mean, you do like veterans.
I know.
I do love our military, though, so maybe that does get... Hey, stop it. Okay, let's go to one more call. Thanks for your call, Barbara. Erin, good morning. How do you think Duncan should handle this? I'm in a mood today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's going to be Dunkel. That's what, yeah. So I think he's got to be there to support his grandpa, right? But not take over for him because this is a tough one, right?
He might have to take over for him when he passes away, and then this child is going to be fatherless. Have we ever thought about the child in this situation?
Right. And I have a friend who had a similar situation in their family. It wasn't a grandfather, but it was a relative who is not fully cognitive.
Okay.
Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, he's disabled, you know?
Oh, okay, okay. Got it. I thought you just meant because he was so much older. I think that's what Jim was laughing about. Okay.
No. Sorry about that. But, and they had a situation where this woman, you know, said, oh, okay, you're the father of the child. And he wanted to marry her and do all the right thing, got excited he was going to be a dad. He never thought it was something that was going to happen. And his parents insisted on a paternity test, wasn't his child.
Stop. Okay, so you're saying paternity test.
Like, maybe he needs a paternity test because who else was she with on this cruise?
That's what people are saying, Erin. I get what you're saying. Thank you for your call and all the calls that we have gotten on this. My goodness. Let us know on our Facebook page, Country Mornings with Ayla Brown. It seems like there's a lot more to say about this. And who is this woman? Who is this younger woman? I need to know. Like Country Mornings with Ayla Brown on Facebook. Thanks, guys.
The hottest country music. And Country Mornings with Ayla Brown.
I listen every morning.
Get your morning started right.
Country 102.5.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Speaking of paternity tests, someone needs to do a maternity test because my child is with me right now in
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.